Hello and welcome to the very first show. I won't even tell you the name of the show, for starters, because this is a first in a couple of shows that we'll have right here on the station of the nation. On the best is good enough. This is Radio Phoenix. I'm your host. My name is Chatewa Dominic. And for the next half hour or so, we will be talking a lot of interesting things. It's a curtain raiser, I should be quick to mention, because right on this show, we will bring to the fore different women from different walks of life, but also different men also that are interested in seeing the women grow and also realize their full potential. So that's all coming up on this show. So it's really, really a groundbreaking show. And remember also that on this show, we would love you to participate. And how you do that is you can visit our Facebook page, which I will give you in also in just a moment. All right, I will give you our Facebook page in just a moment, and you will be able to participate on the show also. So that's for the Facebook page. I'm keeping everything on the hush because I do have a guest today who will chat with us here, and you will also be able to learn why we brought up this show and what are some of the things that you can look forward to. But it's a very, very, very interactive show. If anything, this show is here because of you. Yes, because of you. Before I continue blabbing about and not also being able to tell you what the show is all about, let me just introduce my guest today. I'm thinking I could go about this two ways, but I would love her to introduce herself. Hello and welcome to the So Far No Name Radio Show.
Thanks, Chatewa.
Just introduce yourself. Whose voice are we listening to?
My name is Chimango Chikwanda.
I'm really putting you in a very uncomfortable position because sometimes Chato loves to do that. And remember, Rosa, our dear listeners, that this show will be brought to you right here on the station of the nation where the best is good enough. And we would love you to participate. So our guest today is Chimango Chikwanda. And today we are starting the first in a series of shows. But you'll be the one to do the honor. What's the name of this radio show? I will go on and ask you other questions, but be the one to do that. I think I'm way too small to introduce such a big, big show like this. So you be the one to do that. What's the name of the show?
Ndabila.
Ndabila is the name of the show.
Yes, it is.
Our tradition on this show, this is something that other guests will get to learn as we move on this show, is that we will ask them to say Ndabila in their own language, but you have to translate that because it doesn't sound English, does it?
No, it doesn't. No, it's not English. Ndabila means I speak.
Does it?
In one of the languages, the local languages.
What local language is that?
It's Bemba.
It's Bemba.
Or Wushi, to be more
Wushi.
Precise.
Yeah. Ah, fantastic. So the radio show is Ndabila translating to I speak. Why did you pick such a name for a show as this?
I named the show after my great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. Her name was Chisela. She was a chief's wife. Mm-hmm. As a woman and one of the chief's youngest wives, she found that whenever she tried to give counsel to people, she was ridiculed. Mm-hmm. She attributed this to her gender. Mm-hmm. So she gave herself the name Ndabila. The full name, I'm not sure I'm allowed to say it on radio.
All right.
And in vernacular, it sounds particularly
a strong. Little more radio friendly.
Yes, exactly. But what it does translate to, it translates to "I speak from my ass."
Does it? Wow! And that must have been coming from someone that really, really felt strong about the need to speak.
She did, and you know, like I said, because she was a woman, she felt that when she did speak, people mm-hmm. ridiculed her. But one thing that she did say, she told her daughter-in-law,
yes.
who was incidentally also called Chimango, mm-hmm. She told her daughter-in-law, "When you have a son, you must name that son Chisela Ndabila, because when I come back as a man, people will listen to me, and that's my father's name."
All right.
But the story continues. She said, when that son has a child, a daughter, mm-hmm. he must name that child Chisela Ndabila, because by then people will listen to women. She was a visionary.
Amazing. So just picking it up from what the name is called of this radio show, Ndabila, literally translating to I speak. listeners and myself alike, I'm made to believe that this is a platform on which women and even men that support women will be given an opportunity to speak. Am I right in that thought?
Absolutely. We already, I'll tell you a little bit more about Alchemy, but we already have a magazine that we run called The Alchemist.
All right.
And that is our primary platform for women to speak, to mm-hmm. share information, also for us to speak to men as well, to get their views on gender issues,
all right.
gender-related issues.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that this radio show would be an opportunity for us to continue this dialogue
mm-hmm.
Outside of our quarterly magazine that we run.
All right. The other beautiful thing about this show, Chimango, is the fact that we will allow people to give us their Ndabila groove, their songs, the things that they enjoy. So I'm going to ask you, really, you have to pick not less than 3 songs that you have to share with us on this show, and we're going to play them for the sake of our listeners also. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
You will let us know which are your at least 3. I would even give you the leverage of going up to 4, but you can, the minimum should be 3 songs that you will share with our listeners. And probably, I hope I don't have to do this, but I might even ask you why you love the songs that you do, because this is Ndabila. People speak through songs, so
sure.
We'll see how you're going to speak through your songs today. But what is this show want to achieve? You've told us what it is about, really.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
What is the core purpose? Why take time and set up a program like this? What does the show want to achieve?
Like I said earlier, at the moment our magazine, The Alchemist, it goes out quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about certain issues that are affecting women. For example, our latest issue, we looked at the Anti-Gender-Based Violence Act.
All right.
We also in the past have looked at the Interstate Act. We mm-hmm. wanted to be more interactive, and we thought radio was a good forum to do that.
All right.
We also showcase women and men who have attained success
mm-hmm.
in their respective fields, to celebrate them, because that's one thing we're not very good at as Zambians.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And also to use them as professional role models or benchmarks for, mm-hmm. for people. This radio show allows us to continue that dialogue. We've got such an overwhelming response
mm-hmm.
From the our latest edition of the magazine, where we featured the First Lady of the Republic of Zambia, Dr. Christine Kaseva.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to keep talking to people and continue for people to be excited
mm-hmm.
about what we're doing and what we're trying to achieve.
When you are talking about what the show wants to achieve, you hinted on a name of an organization for which I have a lot of interest, I should be quick to mention. You mentioned about Alchemy, Women in Leadership. I will talk about that, but for now, let's get your first song that our listeners will get to enjoy with you. We'll bounce back on the after this song, of course, and you will probably tell us a little bit about why you love this song, and does it take you back? Does it speak Ndabila? Also for our listeners, remember that this is the first in a series of shows that will be brought to you right here on the station of the Nation, Radio Phoenix. We will feature different people. And our guest today, our very first guest, Chimango Chikwanda, who is from Alchemy Women in Leadership, who are the proud sponsors of this great platform. So let's get the first song from our guest today, Chimango. What song is that going to be?
I'll choose songs from the last 3 decades
mm-hmm.
decades of my life.
All right.
Starting with the most recent,
mm-hmm.
And that song is Harlem Shake.
All right.
The reason I love this song is because I've got small children,
mm-hmm.
and they sometimes expose me to songs. And it really reminds me of them and my other children at the Dolphins, that's Lusaka Amateur Swimming Club, of
mm-hmm.
which my kids, I remember. When this song comes on, our kids do the Harlem Shake, and it fills me with joy.
All right, so here is the Harlem Shake, the first song that our guest today has to bring on the fort. Con los terroristas. Harlem Shake.
Con los terroristas. Harlem Shake.
There we have it, the Harlem Shake. Alright, a song there, the first song that our guest today is sharing with us right here on Davila Radio Show. Brought to you compliments of Alchemy Women in Leadership. Remember that you can find us on Facebook. So all you have to do is log on to Facebook and look out for Alchemy Women in Leadership. Like the page. Chimango, how important is family to you as a woman and as a woman in leadership, really?
My family is the reason that I work. It's the reason everything I do is for my family. And people find this strange because they think that I'm a career woman and I'm pursuing my career for itself. Mm-hmm. So people often get surprised by that. But family is important. And not just my children, but my siblings, my sisters-in-laws, and it's very important to have that support group in your life. That's one thing that a lot of people don't realize. And more women are having to enter the workplace to contribute towards providing their children with the best future. And one thing that I've found is that I had to work extremely hard. The strategy I employed was to work flat out in the first 10 years of my career so that I could accelerate my rise to allow me to be in better control of my career and my time. And now I find that I'm balancing my life a lot better. I'm able to spend a lot more time with my children because I worked so hard in the first 10 years of my career as a woman.
The balance, the issue of the balance, I think for certain people that is the one big question that they struggle.
There is
the need to rise.
Yeah.
A very, very genuine need to rise.
Yeah.
But you also have obligations with your family.
Yeah.
And all that thing. How do you try? I know you've mentioned the fact that you had to sacrifice about a decade of your career in order to rise in control. But for someone that is rising, how do they strike the balance between trying to be there for the people that matter the most and also trying to make sure that they're able to earn a living for the same people that matter the most?
I'll say something that won't be very popular, but I personally, from my personal experience, I think the balance, work-life balance, is a myth, especially for women. And from what I've seen, it doesn't exist, not in this market, certainly. We have to remember that the workplace, the way we work, was developed at a time when women didn't really work. So it was really for men. The workplace was for men. And men were able to work because they had wives at home or partners at home after their children and their home life. But we are now in the workplace as well, women. So who's looking after our children? Fortunately, in Zambia, we're lucky that cost of labor is relatively cheap, especially childcare is relatively cheap compared to the US and the UK and other countries like that. Also, we've got a very strong family. The extended family actually is our biggest strength. I know that now, as people become more individualistic in the way they're set up, it's me and my immediate family. That's becoming more and more our way of life. But I think we'll really disadvantage ourselves if we let the extended family or the collective family go. I have been able to, when my son was born, I left him when he was 6 months to go pursue my master's. Mm-hmm. And my husband also went to do his master's. And the people who looked after my son were my mother and my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And without that support, I would never have been able to pursue my master's. Mm-hmm. Even now, if something happens at work, I can't pick up my children, I can call my sister or my sister-in-law, please go pick the kids. Mm-hmm. And they'll do it if they can.
Yes.
And that has allowed me mm-hmm. to balance. And that has what helped me in the first 10 years of my career mm-hmm. to balance. I could get home at 20 hours because I knew my mother was with my son. Mm-hmm. I could go to work at 06 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And bundle my baby and my maid, my husband was away at yep. the time, bundle my baby and the nanny mm-hmm. and take them to my mother's house, and she would look after my son for me.
You mentioned a very, very interesting element, and these are things that happen to people yeah. every day.
Yeah.
You mentioned the tough choice of having yeah. to leave a 6 months yeah. old baby mm-hmm. and travel out of the country.
Yeah.
You also mentioned the bond of balancing the collective family.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look at society today, you will notice that as people, especially as people begin to rise, their family begins to crumble.
Yeah.
I'm going into the next shows to come because we will tackle this with a couple of people on a couple of shows to try and look at this balance, really.
Yeah.
As a woman begins to rise, it seems like the home begins to disintegrate.
Mm.
And you're given very important insight. But a follow-up to that, really, for me, would be, How easy, for example, for some time you had to live separately, away from your children on mm-hmm. one end, away from your husband on the other end.
Mm.
So you almost had a triangle going on. There was your husband pursuing his education, you're pursuing your education, and your child being raised by the collective family back home. What would you have to give as word of advice? There are people out there that I say that the only reason they're giving, especially women, they're saying, you see what? If only I didn't have the children, if only maybe I were not married, I think I would have made it better.
Mm.
What would you have to say to such a person?
I think people need to be very careful, and they need to be, from the beginning, they need to agree mm-hmm. with their partners or their husbands on what they want to achieve as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And from very early on, my husband and I had this dialogue, and we both knew and accepted that our careers were important
mm-hmm.
and that we would support one another in pursuing them. Interestingly, when we interviewed the First Lady, she equally told us how she had to leave her children, two of her children, on two separate occasions to go abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband, mm-hmm. who is the president, looked after the children to allow her to pursue her master's, I think it was, in medicine. You know, she's a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she was away for long periods of time, 1 year and 4 years. I was only away for 1 year.
Okay.
And when I asked her this question, we asked her as alchemy.
Okay.
We said, you know, what would, did you regret it? Because
mm-hmm.
she said that her daughters told her that they had regretted her being away. And her response was, I wanted them to understand that as women, they must never say, I wish I had but didn't because of my children.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them I had no regrets. If I were to do it again, I would do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because as women, as young women starting their own families, they need to understand that they must fulfill their full potential as individuals.
Without using family and all children
yes.
as an excuse
exactly.
for not having been
yes.
what they were meant to be.
And I agreed with her 100%. It took away a lot of the guilt, I think, that many of us women feel
yeah.
When we're making those decisions. And, you know.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. I'm sorry, I really got carried away, but it's for a good reason, because these are issues that
yeah.
we have to face every day. And trust me, our dear listeners, on this show, I can promise you one thing, we will deal with this in depth, and we encourage you. You can send us messages via Facebook. Chimango will also give us numbers as well as maybe email addresses that you can email us. We would even love if you could share with us your first-hand experience. We would bring you on the show, trust me. We'll be glad to bring you on the show if you give us your first-hand experience, how you have managed this, if we have any stories. And then also, even people that think you are regretting that you did not do one thing or the other, we will be glad to bring you on and hear it from you and also share from your experiences. And like, you know, the word says, iron sharpens iron. We would love to learn from people's experiences. Now, Chimango, getting back to alchemy.
Yeah.
Alchemy Women in Leadership. What do you people do?
Okay. Again, maybe I can take you back as well.
Yes.
Before I answer that question, one thing that I want to make clear, and the reason I say that it's important that people agree upfront with their partners, is because there's some couples who say, "Look, I'll stay home and look after the children, and mm-hmm. then you work." That's 100%. That's fine.
Yeah.
And we support that as well. What we want is for people to be able to make that decision and agree.
Right.
So if there are people who say, no, I think this will work for us, we 100% behind that. We support women who are at home
mm-hmm.
and do that very important role, play that role of looking after children.
All right. Dear listeners, you're listening to Davila Radio. Show brought you compliments of Alchemy Women in Leadership. This is an organization, as our guest today, Chimango Chikwanda, explains, that has been set apart and set up with a very clear goal and vision to give women the ability to speak and speak in our own language and also in our own voice. I love how I say in our own language, because it is a platform where women will involve themselves in discourse. Remember also, apart from this radio show, we do have a very, very good Facebook page. And when I say a very good Facebook page, I'm not talking about people posting pictures of themselves at some at some party in a different state of mind. I'm talking about a Facebook page that you can visit, and who knows, you could get yourself a scholarship, get yourself a job, because those are some of the clear features that we do have. And that goes back to say that, look, we are more than just here to entertain women. We would love to entertain women. We will entertain women at any given opportunity that we have. But more than entertain them, we will use the other E, and that is empower the women. So like our page, check it out, and also using our page, also be able to get back to us. Let us know what you think about this show, and also if you have had the opportunity of seeing our magazines, our quarterly productions, the Alchemist magazine, we would also love to hear what your reaction will be in that regard. Also, this is the Davila Radio Show on Radio Phoenix. Right now, we take our guest Chimango Chikwanda back again to our initial question. We're sharing the second song on this show. What is that going to be, Chimango?
The second song is Party All Night mm-hmm. by Cruise Control. I've chosen it because I had a very strict mother when I was growing up, and her mantra was always, when you finish university, you can do whatever you want. You can stay out all night if you want. You can go out and so on and so forth. And true to her word, when I finished my university, I was allowed to go out, come home at 2 a.m. in the morning, and she wouldn't like it, but she wouldn't say anything. And that was also the time when I met my husband as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a very fun time and a very fruitful time as well, because we've now been married. This is our 14th year.
Wow. So you partied all night, and all night you did stay. 14 years down the road, that anniversary. Yeah. Amazing stuff. So here is Party All Night by the Cruise Control.
gun rogue, them a party.
Party all night.
Wind marshal a party.
Party
the Whoppers crew, them a party.
Lot
of mercy.
Party All Night, Cruise Control. It's the second song chosen by our guest today, Chimango Chikwaza, on Davila Radio Show. This is the start of great programs that will be brought to you right here on Radio Phoenix. So you do well to mark your diaries and also spread the word out there that there is a show with a difference, and that show is for women. Now let's talk a little more about how can be women in leadership. You've mentioned what you do. I'm very sure this is not a one-woman organization, is it? Who other people are involved in Alchemy? And also, what do you hope, and I mean collectively, you and the rest of the women, if any, that are involved in, what do you hope to achieve through Alchemy?
Alchemy Women in Leadership is an initiative dedicated to supporting a higher representation of female leadership in the workplace and the broader Zambian community as well. We have an e-magazine, an e-zine called The Alchemist. It's a platform for women to raise issues and challenges, as well as providing important information. We also have workplace programs. There's certain skills that women lack which hinder their ability to attain senior leadership positions, mainly because of socialization and other factors. And we aim to address this. We're running two courses today, for example, this year, rather. One is Finance for Non-Financial Managers, mm-hmm. which we're running in Lusaka and the Kowa Belt. A lot of women are scared of numbers and accounts, mm-hmm. so we want to make sure we upskill in this area. We also ran Women on Board, which is Board of Directors training in Lusaka with the Institute of Directors in March. We'll be running it again in the Kowa Belt later on this year. You can get details on our website. We also want to make sure there's a pipeline of women coming through, so we sponsor girls at secondary and tertiary education. Whatever money we make from our workplace programs and our magazine, we use to sponsor these girls. And finally, of course, advocacy. We want to advocate for equity and gender diversity at decision-making level. We're a lot of women. Mm-hmm. We're about 10 of us on the board. I won't name all of them. You can look at our profile on the website. But just to name a few, there's Pixie Yangailo, who's the chairperson of the Human Rights Commission here in Zambia. There's Kondwa Chibia as well, who's the president of the SADC Lawyers, and a number of other people. You can get, or most recently, Penny Mapoma, who's director for corporate affairs for Bank of Zambia, has recently joined the board. So we have a lot of members. We also have honorary members, women who have come and presented and have mentored us.
Okay.
There's Chileshe Kapwepwe, Beatrice Nkanza, Charity Lumpa, Dr. Dorothy Kasonde, Mabel Mungomba, Mzinga Melu, so many, Kwandi Chwesakunda. So we have a lot of people on the board and a lot of support from other organizations as well, like Barclays Bank, Lafarge. Woolworths is a partner, as is MTN, and Airtel, LSA as well. So we've had a lot of support from the wider community. And you know, just to talk to your point about being a woman and you not being a woman, gender's not just about women.
Yeah.
We need men. Gender's about men and women, and we need men to support us, because the Chinese proverb, women hold up half of the sky, it means that men hold up the other half.
Absolutely fantastic. Very, very, I mean, ambitious project. Very, very different in terms of, because we know that when women meet, normally it's tea parties, a little bit of gossip, well, a lot of gossip. But
that's not true.
to have an organization that go to the saloon, Chimango. Do you visit those places? There's a lot of good gossip. Well, I'm now sounding euphemistic, ain't I? There's a lot of good gossip that takes place when women do meet. But to have an organization that's looking at empowering women and all these hyper women that you talk about, one wants to find out what made you start an initiative.
The main reason we started this initiative was because we started about 15 years ago informally with most of the members of our board. Mm. And we found that we couldn't network where the men networked. You know, you talk about women in saloons, but here men are in bars. Yeah. That's where a lot of the deals are made, in the bars and on the golf course. And it was very difficult for us to network. Many of us were having children at the time. Mm-hmm. So we started meeting monthly. We'd have formal meetings, we'd take minutes, we'd sponsor the YWCA shelter for battered women. Mm. We'd also sponsor girls. So we've been doing this for a long time. We've just formalized it now. All so right. Women aren't just about gossip. We mean business as well.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So women ain't just about gossip. Remember, you can check out our Facebook page. And also, Chimango, before you go, you will give us the website link as well as the other means by which people can communicate with Alchemy Women in Leadership. At this point, you pick your third and final song. My word, time is not a best ally, is it? You pick your third and final song that you share with us right here on the Davila Radio Show, and that song will have to be...
That song is Kui Chaila.
Kui Chaila, they love this song?
Really? I love that song. It's become hated by many men because they think it's a feminist type of song. It's encouraging women to rebel. Mm-hmm. The ironic thing is that it's sang by a man.
Ah.
And for me, what it just means is to do your own thing, to beat your own drum, to do what you think is the right thing to do.
Ah, ngawamo nekela, chaila. Oh my word. I just, for all the songs that I thought you could have brought to the show, Chibago, this is certainly one of the most pleasant surprises, kui chaila, indeed. Now, before you chaila yourself out of the studio, you would definitely have to give the people the context in terms of if people would love to send us text messages on this show. How do they do that? Do we have a line that they can send their text messages to?
Yes, if you can please send your text messages to 097-408-8655.
All right. That's 097-408-8655. Once again, send those text messages to 097-408-8655. And are you on any other social media about Facebook?
Yes, we're on Twitter. If you look for The Alchemist on Twitter, if you look for our website, that's www.alchemyhrs.webs.com, and Alchemy spelled A-L-C-H-E-M-Y.
All right. Yeah. So those are the means by which you can communicate with us. Remember that if you're on Twitter, you can look for the Twitter handle is Alchemist.
The Alchemist.
The Alchemist. So look for The Alchemist on Twitter. On Facebook, check out our page. It's called Alchemy Women in Leadership. That's the name of the full page there. And then also send us text messages on this show on 097-408-8655. That is the number. Chimango, I wish we could go on and on and on, but time is not our best ally. The final words that you would have. I know, having said what you said, you have a lot of interest, especially in the young women. What do you want for women in Zambia, especially the young, and even the young at heart, we could include those?
I'd like women to realize their full potential and to contribute to the development of our country. Mm-hmm. We can only do that if we're empowered and if we participate.
Words of Chimango Chikwanda. She's been our guest today on the Cat and Razor Show. This is Ndabila Radio Show right here on Radio Phoenix. Remember that the line once again is 097-408-8655. That's 097-408-8655. That is the line. So until next week round, come Friday, we'll be back again for yet another exciting episode of Ndabila right here on the station of the nation, Radio Phoenix.